Hello again.
Oh, hello to you.
Once more. Mm. We're back, everybody.
Yes. I know you were getting worried. You're thinking, those two have just gone off and left. They're not coming back. Those idiots. They're off enjoying themselves. Well, you're wrong. We're miserable. We're back for more. That's not true. We're back for more from Nullpoix.
Nullpoix is shameful.
Nullpoix is lack of respect for viewers.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpoint is no fun.
Yes, indeed. And I said hello again because, of course, Martin and I, if you're on our Instagram page, Nullpoix Podcast, you'll have seen we actually met up for the first time this year. We face to face.
We did, and we went to the, you know, the G7 might be meeting in a very luxurious Cornish hotel at the moment. We went to a pub in Leamington Spa, which I think has got the same sort of class. There was the same sort of service, I imagine, that President Biden and Macron, all of that, are expecting there in Cornwall. And we had very, very similar thing. We had some beef, didn't we?
We had a nice, lovely little Sunday roast, actually. And we did discuss Eurovision. We weren't just there, you know, for our leisure, for our pleasure.
No,
we
because
were there
as we've established, we don't really like each other. So
no,
when we do
really
meet, it is to discuss things like the podcast. We had our little AGM. We made notes.
We did
and
have
everything.
We genuinely did have a podcast AGM, and it was. I did wonder what the table next to us thought. There was this family next to us, and we were like, "Okay, so what's gone well with the podcast this year? What do we need to improve on? Can we think about getting new?" We're just having all of this kind of chat, and they must have been like, what the hell are these people talking about?
Yes, very, very confused, I'm sure they were. But we had a very lovely time, and it was very nice to actually meet in person after a huge amount of time. Just staring at you through a screen. Mm. But that is what we're doing right now to bring you this edition of Nullpoix. And on the way, we've got so much to talk about. You might think that now that Eurovision is over and done with for another year, there isn't anything. You'd be very, very wrong.
Oh,
rumours.
Yes.
Of who might be representing the UK. We will discuss them. Our favourite Icelandic entry, Dorothy, has news to share. And the return of Chris.
Trivia time!
Yes, it is back after a hiatus. Trivia time will be returning. So all of that. But first, from a European-wide singing competition to a European-wide football competition and how the two meet.
Indeed. Well, we've all got Euro fever at the moment. I'm sure you have, Martin. I know you're very into your football, aren't you?
No,
have you done a sweepstake at all?
I didn't even bother with it. There was
no,
one at work.
Bother.
I didn't even bother with
oh,
it.
God.
We're recording on a Sunday afternoon and England have just played their first game. I've been out in the back garden and you could hear a lot of cheers going up at various moments from
when
lots of the from the other gardens around. Didn't have it on though. Wouldn't really have known what was going on apart from that. But Eurovision's getting in the mood.
Yes, it is. This is quite fun, really. They've basically on the sort of main Eurovision page, they've done a sort of when Eurovision meets the Euros, and they've done this whole thing that there's a downloadable Eurovision Euro 2020 wall chart, and that's basically got all the matches and fixtures like Group A to Group F, the countries playing. But they've done it in a kind of a Eurovision style. It's got the sort of Eurovision logo, and it's got all the little Eurovision hearts for the countries. And then they've gone into great detail, I have to say, and we'll be picking this up a bit more with trivia time, into analysing some of the contestants, some of the countries taking part, and their sort of relationship with Eurovision. They said the Euros will be played by 24 countries across 51 matches in 11 stadiums across Europe, with six of the cities having previously hosted the Eurovision. So that's London, Rome, Baku, Munich, Amsterdam and Copenhagen. They also said St. Petersburg is hosting matches, and that's currently the largest European city by population, Martin, to have not been selected as a Eurovision host city. So they've done this great thing where they've like compared all the country's Eurovision triumphs with their Euros triumphs. So if you're into either of those, definitely check it out. They've gone into much more detail than I thought. Clearly someone's a bit at a loss of what to do now that Eurovision
You seem surprised by this. I just think I could have seen this coming. They love stats.
They
don't
do.
They?
Yeah.
Oh, did you know that in 1972 it was represented by the there were 500 polka dots on display that year, and someone's been and they've done the math and they've counted it all up. I am not surprised at all. I would be quite interested to know though which sort of system of establishing a winner is more complicated. The group stages of the Euros or the voting system and jury televote.
Well, I think it's definitely the voting system and jury. the group stages system is very simple for the Euros. It's literally whoever wins goes through.
Right, yeah, maybe there's lessons to be learned there. I don't know.
And if you like the makers of that Euros page, and unlike Martin, are a fan of stats, we will have trivia time coming up later. So even though Martin made fun of it, that's actually what a lot of this episode is about. So well done, Martin, for making fun of the actual episode. Good. Thank you for that.
We didn't discuss that at the AGM. Meanwhile, let's move on and talk about some rumours that have been abounding. I like the idea of the rumour mill going into overdrive.
Yes,
the second.
A bit of a gossip, don't you?
Very good. And a lot been going on. After the UK got Nul Poir sort of twice, in a way, with James Embers and Newman.
James Embers, James, hello, James
with
Embers.
Old James Embers, if you know him, James what? Newman and his song Embers. Yeah. A lot of thoughts has been put into, well, what's the UK doing wrong, and maybe who could represent the UK next year to maybe secure something other than bottom. And there has
That'd be
been
nice.
A name floated around.
Yes. Now, there's been a couple of people have like sort of very casually put their hat in the ring for this. I know Bill Bailey has said he'd be very interested, the comedian Bill Bailey. But The Sun, the UK tabloid newspaper, The Sun, has reported that Jessie J, the British R&B singer, has been asked to fly the flag for the UK in Italy. The Sun source, so this is where you take it with a pinch of salt, because you never know who these sources are, and normally there's someone just writing at The Sun. They have said the production team are desperate to make a fresh start after this year's flop. They're trying to lure top talent. They're determined to come back fighting and think Jessie would be perfect. She's a huge following in Europe, but Jessie's in demand, so pinning her down might be harder than they think. Jessie J
Is she in demand?
I think she actually is more than you would think. I know, like, she's not maybe done as well recently, but she has been. She's been a coach for two seasons of The Voice Australia. She's been doing a lot of things with The Voice, sort of behind the scenes. So yeah, and she's released a new single recently. So she is actually more than you would think. I just think she's maybe not as on UK play as much. But yes, you know, for a Eurovision singer, she is. I
sure.
mean, that doesn't mean...
Yeah. If you're scratching your head, Rihanna, by the way, and you can't remember who Jessie J is, let me enlighten you.
God, here we go.
I'm feeling sexy and free. That glitter's raining.
But when are you
going to
sing
me?
The song?
Shut up.
It's enough about you, Martin.
Shut up, you're good. Oh. I'm feeling my bad explode.
Right.
That's the start of, I believe, Domino by Jessie J.
Good. Thanks for that.
Shall I move on? Talk about Dorothy?
I think we should just say Jessie obviously hasn't commented on that news at all, so it could be a load of bollocks. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on to Dorothy. our mate Dorothy, who we've never met, but we would really like to. and of course, represented Iceland. It 2021 Eurovision Song Contest would have represented Iceland in the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
And has just had the worst luck recently when it comes to Eurovision after Iceland, if you remember, wasn't able to perform live because of a coronavirus outbreak among the delegation. We have been big fans of Dorothy really since we saw him with his 2020 thing that he was putting forward, the performance and the song that he was due to do that year. We've been big fans ever since, and so we've been following what he's been up to, and it seems that weird things happen when you have to spend 14 days in isolation because you've got COVID.
Yes.
Just explain this, Chris.
Yeah, so he's come out. First thing to say, by the way, congrats, Dardy, because he's got this big world tour that's going on partly this year and partly next year. And he's basically sold out. I think he's got some extra dates that were released quite recently, but he's basically sold out all his world tour. So congrats to Dardy for that. I think there's a few more dates in Berlin that were released on Friday. But yeah, he's done very well there. But you can also watch this new video he's done, which is quite odd. As you said, done in isolation. It's called Somebody Else Now. And it's basically all kind of done with some clever editing. It's Dardy's, I think it's his body, riding with a huge head. And he's riding on a creature made up of, I think, his and Arnie's, his wife's head. And then there are all these kind of weird creatures that they're going past. Like hands, like giraffes made of hands.
It's all very kind of Monty Python in a way, isn't it?
It is, yes. All quite weird and animated and weird faces, and all these creatures are made out of hands. The song itself is quite catchy as well. I think we should have a little listen to it, have a quick clip of it. I never thought I needed change, but it makes me proud to say that I'm somebody else now.
Not bad, is it?
Yeah, I like the chorus. I think in general it's a, you know, it's not, again, it's not like his Eurovision hits, but I think for something made reasonably, I believe, quite quickly, it's nice, and the video definitely stands out.
Yeah, well, there you go. Dorothy doesn't do things by halves, and no. He doesn't do things in the conventional manner, but that's kind of what has endeared him to so many people and has got him clearly fans all over the world, yeah. Meaning that he can go on this world tour when conditions allow,
yeah.
And he can sell out places, which is brilliant, brilliant news. So there, yes. You go. You're up to date with the Dorothy situation. Shall we do, Cress, a little thing called...
Trivia Time!
It's the bit of the podcast where either Cress or I gives you a little bit of trivia about the Eurovision Song Contest so as to expand our knowledge and hopefully to expand your knowledge as well of this crazy world of the world's largest TV show. What should we talk about this time?
Well, I was thinking, because we were mentioning about the Euros, and I know you're such a big fan of football, Martin.
Huge fan of football.
Love it, don't
love
you?
It, love it.
God, he's
kicking,
football crazy. He's football
scoring,
mad, everybody.
Scoring, saving the goals,
yeah.
Penalty spots, all
penalty
of those
spots,
things.
Yes.
Love them.
God, we do love our penalty spots, don't we? Well, I've got a bit of trivia, and I'll be honest, this was pinched from the Eurovision TV Euro page because they went into such detail. I was like, well, we can't ignore this. But this is something I'm sure you'll know, Martin, and everyone at home, play along with this as well. It's a bit of a sort of quiz question, really. But which team's Eurovision ranking and Euro ranking is the same? And by Eurovision ranking, I mean from the last Eurovision where they ranked in that with the jury and televotes combined. So which team's Eurovision ranking and Euro ranking is the same?
Is this a genuine question to me?
Yes, who else would I be asking? Who else, well, am I talking to? What do you think I'm doing? What
I
is even the
just...
point of this?
Well, that's a great question.
Do you know what's going on? Like, obviously I'm asking you. What do you think,
well,
I'm doing?
I'm obviously not going to know the answer to this,
well,
am I?
You can have a bloody guess, can't you?
Not only is my Eurovision knowledge not encyclopedic.
It's okay, though.
I know
right.
Zero about the Euros.
But you can have a... Right. Oh, Christ. I mean, just have a guess, though. Do you want some kind of a, I mean, do you want me to read out the teams that are in Euro?
Yeah, even 20? Tell me the teams. I don't even know the teams.
Okay. So the teams that are in the Euros. Wait, let me. I need to like get a
right,
thing up, so
I
want to make sure. Right. I mean, goodness.
Would it
me.
Right? Okay.
Who else would I be talking to? Who do
could
you think
just?
I'm?
Could it?
Yeah.
Maybe. Could it be like? Is it a team that is good at Eurovision and good at football? Is that what I'm looking for?
Okay, I'll say that. Yes, I'll say that. Okay, it is a team that's good. I'll say that.
Spain's
quite good
at
football.
Do
you want me to read out all the teams that are in Euro
2020? No, I can't be bothered.
No, you don't.
Spain's quite good at football, isn't it? And Italy, I've heard, is good at football. And France is good at football.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna just go with them because I can't be bothered.
No,
to
no,
think
I want
any
you
harder.
To name no one. I don't want. I said one.
No. I'm okay. Narrowing it down from okay. those three. So I've got Spain, Italy, and France. And so those are my good at football lot. Now I'm drawing the Venn diagram of good at Eurovision. And I'm excluding France. Bye-bye.
Okay.
So now I'm
Why
down
is that?
To... It's...
Why have you... Just let's get your thinking here. Why have you excluded
well, France?
France
is always... France has been doing terribly over the last little while, haven't they? I mean, okay. they didn't do too bad this time round, but normally they don't perform too well, of recent years anyway. But then we've got Italy and Spain. I'm going to go with what my gut said at the very beginning, which was Italy.
Okay, you're completely wrong.
Okay.
The answer is France.
Oh, because so hold on, even, it was in my three.
Even,
it was in
if
my
you
three.
Even bothered to listen, if you even... bothered to listen to me, Martin. I mean, Christ alive, people. What's the point of any of this? If you're bothered to listen, I said Eurovision ranking, and that's based on the current ranking of this year's Eurovision. So the televote and the jury vote combined, where they ranked in this year's Eurovision. I said that because I thought, well, people might be like, Eurovision ranking, what does that mean? France came second in Eurovision. They are currently ranked second in the world as a football team as well. So there we go.
But what about Italy? Because Italy got first in the Eurovision.
Yes,
so...
and yet they are ranked seventh in football. They're not first in I think Belgium is ranked first in football, in men's football anyway. So there you go.
This is a Eurovision podcast, this is. It's meant to be about Eurovision. Yeah. It's called Nul Poi.
It's about Eurovision.
Not nil-nil. It's, you know, come on. Anyway, that was a really exciting edition of...
Trivia Time.
Didn't quite hit home the way I thought it would that time around.
Well.
Okay, we're almost done. Thank you very much for listening, as always. It is good. Don't be so negative. It's the first one back. We were going to hit this with some pizzazz. Thank you very much for listening. It has been great having your company. Yep. Maybe not so much Cress's, but it's been great having your company. And you've been getting in touch, which is very, very kind. And you can continue to do that. We're going to give you the ways that you can do that in just a second. But first, what have people been saying, Cress?
Yeah, I don't know, Martin. Do you remember that we've got a YouTube channel?
Yes, I remember. Why do you always ask whether I remember we've got a YouTube? I was there when we recorded it. I was there when it went up on the YouTube.
You remember, do you? Oh,
yeah,
good,
I remember
I'm glad.
It.
Well, I'm just thank you very much to all the people who've been getting in touch with our YouTube channel. We do, in fact, have one. It's called Nul Poi, surprisingly enough. And it's where we basically, it's not just us doing this podcast. It's a totally different thing where we go back and look at some of the people who, or some of the countries that were awarded Nul Poi in Eurovision's past. And we decide, did they deserve it? We react to the video and then we come to our decision. Thank you very much to Finn Salsa, who got in touch on our Gemini reaction video. He said, I'm kind of sad this got Nul Poi since it's my favourite entry from the UK in the 2000s.
What?
Yes, better than 2017. Sue me.
Someone
in some of the comments
you,
section.
Actually.
No, we don't want to get into litigation. Someone in some other comment section pointed out that it's the song's fault. If I've understood correctly, it's been composed so that there are too many different notes at the same time, creating a weird situation where the song really isn't major or minor key clearly. So there you go. Finn Salsa says, I can see why they were so off. Still, this didn't deserve Nul Poi. So if you disagree or you agree with Did Gemini Deserve Nul Poi? We've got two other songs on there as well. We've got Norway and Austria. Let us know in the comments section if you agree.
Can I just summarise this?
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Finn Souls, for your comments. But I'm going to rip you to shreds now, because you say it's your favourite song, yet you go on to list why it's awful. It's got too many notes in it and no one knows what key it's in, but yet it's good. What is your music taste? You're a Eurovision fan, actually. That sort of explains it. But
okay, we're not ripping Eurovision fans' music taste now. For Christ's sake,
no.
Martin. He doesn't like the Euros. He doesn't like Eurovision. No, what does he like, everybody?
Do.
He likes coming on the mic and hearing his own voice. That's it.
You've never been this sassy on the podcast.
You know what? I'm just hungover. Anyway.
It all comes out now.
Oh, dear. But there you go. Finn, I appreciated the comment. Thank you very much. Don't worry. We're not going to rip you if you do comment. We like to have a bit of a chat about things. So thank you so much. You can get in contact with us by email if you'd like to talk about the Euros, or if you'd like to talk about whether you think Jessie J should represent the UK, or who else you'd think would be good. Get in contact by email, nulpoipodcast@gmail.com. gmail.com. We're also on Instagram. We're going to be posting more pictures, if and when we've got any, about Eurovision and Martha's love of the Euros. That's all on Nullpoir Podcast on Instagram. And on Twitter, we are Apoir Null, because someone took the handle Nullpoir. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on all these kind of things. It'd be great to hear from you. And of course, if you're enjoying this, do subscribe to us as well. We are now hopefully going to be back mainly weekly. I know we took a little bit of a break, but I think most of the time we're going to be back weekly, aren't we? Because there's still things to say.
There absolutely are so much to talk about in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Laura and I are doing our best to try and learn as much about it as we can. Yeah. As you can tell from today, sort of failing, but we'll keep on plugging away. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again on another episode of Nullpoir.
Nullpoir.
Just very angry, I felt, throughout that whole thing.